Track 4. The pong will go on for just a little while longer. Efforts to repair a burst sewer, which has been causing a stench in Exminster for months, are taking longer than expected. South West Water has told residents that the condition of the affected pipe was worse than anticipated. It means work using tankers to transport waste from the affected sewer to a local treatment works will take longer. Residents in the village had been complaining about the pong for months. After the issue was raised by County Councillor Alan Connett, who asked Teignbridge Council environmental health officers to investigate, and following inquiries to South West Water by Mid Devon Advertiser, workers arrived at the site. Now, Steve Hayfield of South West Water's Customer Experience and Delivery Director has told villagers, "We want to thank you once again for your patience while we continue tankering in the Exminster and Countess Weir area, and especially for the support shown to our teams. They've been working hard to get this burst fixed as quickly as possible. Since we've been on site, we've found that the condition of the pipe is worse than we expected. This has led to further investigations, which in turn meant the repair is taking longer than we thought it would."
Care worker cleared of sex assault. A charity walker has been cleared of sexually assaulting a woman at Finlake Holiday Park after going there to celebrate finishing a 13-mile hike across Dartmoor. Matty Gabriel was alleged to have touched the sleeping woman's bottom and tried to pull off her leggings in a late-night incident in a lodge at the resort near Chudley. He was found not guilty after telling a jury that the woman was awake and they had started kissing her but stopped when she asked him to. He said that a string of apologetic texts which he had sent the following day related to this misunderstanding rather than any sexual assault. Care worker Gabriel, aged 43, of Galahad Close, Exeter, denied two counts of sexual assault and was found not guilty by a jury at Exeter Crown Court. He was discharged by Judge David Evans. Miss Emily Pitts, prosecuting, said Gabriel stayed for two nights at Finlake before and after undertaking a 13-mile charity hike across Dartmoor in the summer of 2021. The woman was staying at the same lodge and moved into the same room as Gabriel after a male friend who had shared it with him previous night had gone home early. The woman told police in a recorded video that she had been drinking gin with friends in a hot tub at the barbecue evening at the lodge and had gone to sleep in the one twin bed, expecting Gabriel to use the other. She said she woke up to find him on top of her and that it had touched her bottom before she pushed him off. She went to the bathroom and then back to bed on her own, but alleged that he'd returned and tried to pull off her leggings before giving up and going to sleep. He said he apologised in text the next day because he regretted what he did. He said the texts were not an admission of sexual assault.
No end in sight for pitch row. No sooner had it opened did residents protest the noise and light pollution from an all-weather pitch in Newton Abbot. And then, as now, passions run high among those living nearby. The multi-use sports pitch at Coombs Head Academy, which replaced the existing playing field, was installed in 2015. Complete with floodlights and fencing, the pitch proved popular among local sports people, but not with those living within close proximity, who have for years expressed their anger and frustration at the disruption they say it causes to their daily lives. Whether it be the noise of footballs making contact with the fence, the bright light from the dozen or so floodlights, or the swearing, which was described as loud, unpleasant and prolonged, and other unsavoury language used by some of the players, life as described by several residents of Marlborough Place, in particular, is a living hell. An acoustic fence installed in 2017 did little to lessen residents' grievances, with many living nearby claiming the noise keeps them awake at night and unable to use their gardens in the summer months. "It will be 10 years this September," said Irene Peake, who lives in Marlborough Place. "The language, it is terrible. You can go up and stand by the church, that's All Saints Church, of an evening, and you can hear every single word," Irene said. And there seems to be no end in sight to the saga. with the most recent development involving a flood-like turning on in the early hours of the morning. I phoned the school this week and I said we can't live with this light anymore. It's unfair, Irene said. Councillor Phil Bullivant said, I am the county councillor as well as the district councillor for this area and I try and work with the schools on a regular basis. If you go on to the school's website, they have the name of the head teacher, but there is no way of contacting them. There is no email or telephone number. There is a general email and a general number, but they don't respond. Well, they certainly haven't responded to me anyway. Coombs Head Academy were contacted for comment, but none was forthcoming.
Jail sentence for drug dealer. A drug dealer who ran distribution networks in Chagford, Crediton and Exmouth has been jailed for 9 years. Richard Armitage obtained tens of thousands of pounds worth of cocaine from two large-scale county line dealers from London and organised their sale over a large area. He went back into drugs business despite having served long jail sentences for two previous drug conspiracies. He even carried on contacting local dealers on two secret phones after he had been caught and sent back to prison. Armitage rented a property in Lower Street, Chagford, to use as a central point where street dealers could pick up supplies, and he also took delivery of a large consignment at a house in Molyneux Drive, Crediton, when roadworks prevented him reaching it. Both meetings were observed by the police, who were monitoring major London-based dealers Adel Leshi, 27, and Mark Vasija, 42, in October 2019. Vasija was arrested while in the process of exchanging £160,000 worth of cocaine for cash in Bristol a few days later. Armitage, 42, of Lower Street, Chagford, and previously from Exeter, admitted conspiracy to supply cocaine and breach of a serious crime prevention order and was jailed for a total of 9 years by Judge Stephen Climie at Exeter Crown Court. He told him, yours was one of the West Country hubs of a county lines operation run by Leshy and Vasija. These offences are set against your history of having committed like offences in the past.
A Newton Abbott man has been remanded in custody for sentence for offences of stalking and criminal damage. Christopher Kelly, 56, of West Gold Way, admitted the charge of stalking a woman at an address in Star Cross between January the 16th and January the 20th. He had pursued a course of conduct which amounted to stalking by contacting the woman 30 times, knowing it was unwanted. Kelly also pleaded guilty to criminal damage to a Honda Jazz car valued at £500 between the 1st of November and the 30th, also in Star Cross. He further admitted committing further offences while serving a suspended prison sentence made by Exeter Crown Court in August 2022. Magistrates committed Kelly to the Crown Court for sentence on the 26th of February.